Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I'm Laura Jackson.
And on today's podcast, we are going to be celebrating a little because it is International Women's Day coming up, not today, but coming up on Thursday, March the 8th.
Woohoo!
I know, right? And like, I mean, our company is basically like, we're all about women power, empowerment, and we're also about seeing big change and in women's lives and, you know, in the industry itself. So I'm really excited about this year. I'm always excited about Women's Day, but this year in particular, I'm really excited because their main focus is all about gender equality, which I think is a huge shift that is starting to be seen in the world that like is necessary. And I'm so damn happy about that.
Well, I recently did a Facebook Live, and because we have our fitness and nutrition expert program coming up, and we were talking about some of the blocks. And one of them I was talking about for a lot of women is that we feel like we don't look the part of being a fitness instructor. Like, we still have the idea that we need to look a certain way to become a fitness instructor or be taken as, you know, seriously. It's like, if I don't have six pack abs, I'm not going to be good at inspiring other people. But I was talking also on that about kind of how this is such a really amazing time in the world because so many women now are feeling more comfortable to share their voice. And because we have so many platforms like podcasts and Facebook Lives and YouTube and all of these things where anyone who can, you know, get their phone, even though yes, it can be used for negativity sometimes, but we always like to think about it positively. Like, anyone who has a phone has the opportunity to share their story or share their struggle or share, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on with them, which is now opening up a whole other dialogue when it comes to, you know, financial equality, when it comes to like the whole Me Too movement.
Yeah.
There's just so many things that are happening. Also body diversity. Like, we're seeing, you know, before the only thing we were exposed to was seeing women in magazines who were like those, you do not look the part, you know, six pack abs who have trained for 8 weeks just to even be on that cover. And it's not reality. And now we're seeing, you know, with Instagram and all these other like opportunities, women of all different shapes and sizes, races, ages, you know, showing a different picture, which I think is just so amazing.
I totally agree. And I think, you know, one of the things that you touched on was like the Me Too movement. And I know I wanted to mention this and I just wanted to, you know, share with the listeners. I mean, there have been so many huge accomplishments around the world in terms of what women have accomplished over the past year. So we're just talking about 2017, not even 2018 so far, but just even in 2017, a couple that I wanted to highlight just because I think that they are really just transformative is Malala Yousafzai. I hope I said that correct. But she began her studies at Oxford 5 years after an attempted assassination on her that was for speaking out for girls' education. So I don't know if you remember that.
But yeah,
she was, yeah. And so, I mean, for her to now be so empowered to be able to say, like, yes, I spoke out. And yes, people were, you know, violent towards her for doing that. But she still has now stepped up and said, no, I'm just going to continue to move forward because she knows she's empowered and she has the strength to be able to do that. And as a woman, that's a huge thing. And so that's a major accomplishment that's happened in helping women to understand empowerment, I think, in her community, in the world in general. Also, Danica Rome became the first openly transgender person to be elected to the American legislature. And my other one that I wanted to mention, because I thought it was really cool, is that Beyonce became the world's highest paid woman in music.
Love Queen B.
Totally, right? And I think celebrating these kinds of things, like, I mean, there are so many more things that have happened in terms of like gender equality, in terms of gender pay, in terms of just like world issues in general. I'm just kind of like highlighting some like lighter ones, of course. But then the one that you mentioned was the Me Too movement. And I think, you know, knowing that that is now, it's like, it started this revolution of opening up dialogue and empowering women to say, like, no, I'm not taking this anymore. And I think it started off as the idea of, you know, being about feeling like women were being almost like preyed upon, you know, in a lot of industries. And I now see it though as something that has, it's evolved into so much more, because it's like now just not necessarily even just about this one thing. It's about just saying, we're not going to put up with any of this anymore. Like, it's time for us to stand up for ourselves in a way that we never have and be like, we are equal and we deserve equal pay. We deserve equal rights. We deserve equality in all areas. So it's really exciting.
Well, and that's the whole thing. And that's what I love about Women's Day, is it's not only just a day to celebrate the achievements of women. It's a day to really kind of, you know, reevaluate how far, well, where we have to go, but also celebrate how far we've come. Like, mm-hmm. I remember there was, like, last year there was this article about someone, I don't know who said it, it was someone had written a piece about how, you know, they felt like they were equal. Like, they were like, you know, I feel like I have equal rights. I don't understand all this feminism and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I remember just feeling so upset because this response.
However, I actually remember that. I 100% remember this because you shared it with me.
This article that this woman wrote back was like, even if you feel like you are equal now, like, for every single woman who has come before you, who has, you know, had to take the back seat, had to take the, like, you know, the lesser job, or, like, you know,
or the lesser pay, or
yeah, didn't get to vote, got harassed by men, whatever it was, the ones who have walked before you, for you just to say, I'm not going to participate in celebrating women or marching for women or whatever it is, because I feel I'm equal now. Like, it's so privileged, and it's so, it just made me really angry. Cause I was like, you know, we still need to show respect for people who have come before us, even if we feel like we have it now, which I personally still don't feel like we do, but I feel like we're definitely on the right path.
I feel like, yeah, I agree. I feel like we're not there yet, because there is still such a huge pay gap. There is still such a huge gap in terms of, like, women's rights and just sort of the way that women are sort of seen in different industries and stuff like that. Like, some are still like, oh, this is an old boys club, and that kind of mentality and things like that.
Even our industry is.
Totally.
Is. Like, that's the thing. It's like, in the fitness industry and the nutrition industry, even, like, the big dogs are still men, and women are highly sexualized. And for a lot of women to get ahead, they still feel like they just need to be showing butt shots.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, we were going to talk about that later, but we'll talk about it right now.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, they feel like they have to be showing butt shots, and they feel like this, whereas, like, a guy, like, he can be seen as a super knowledgeable, strong fitness voice. And, you know, he could be a power lifter who's, like, you know, wearing full shirt and, like, leggings and shorts over his leggings and all this stuff. Yeah. And people totally look up to him. But, like, for a woman, if she's showing up in the fitness industry, a lot of times even the pictures are still of them in crop tops and, you know what I mean? Like, booty shorts.
Well, even think about magazine covers for, like, mm-hmm. health and fitness magazine covers. Like, sometimes the men will be shirtless and, like, flexing or whatever, but generally the women are usually in, like, sports bras and, like, little booty shorts, and that's it, or, like, bikinis, you know? And it's fine to, like, you know, if someone feels comfortable in that, but I still think that there is definitely a difference that's happening. One of the other areas, too, that there's a huge change that still needs to be made is in women's sports. If you think about it, women's sports, they don't receive the same type of funding, marketing, pay. Like, there is no equality when it comes to that. And that's a huge problem in this world, because women, just because, you know, even if you think about the Olympics that just happened recently, the women's, like, there's the women's hockey and then there's the men's hockey, and the men's hockey is so talked about and so highlighted. And there's so many people that are, like, showing up for those games. And then you look at the women's hockey games and there's, like, hardly any seats sold in that kind of, I'm not saying all the time. So let me be clear. I'm just saying that majority of the times it's because there is a lack of, not a lack of interest, but there's a lack of marketing and support around those types of programs. And I think that that's a huge problem.
Oh, completely. Because it's like, why would anyone want to go watch if they don't even know what's going on or never hear about it? Or it's not, like, you know what I mean? Like, who to support? Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's like, even when you think about professional sports, you know, and you think about, like, if you think about the NHL, there is no women's league that is similar. Or you think about football. This is the one actually that I find ironic, is that for football, there's the men's, like the NFL and the CFL, so Canadian Football League, and then the National Football League. And then they have a women's league, but it's the lingerie ball, like lingerie football. So it's like they play football. These women are fierce. They're strong. They're competitors. But they wear lingerie to do it, to try to draw in crowds. They have the women dress inappropriately to be playing those kinds of sports, because that's probably going to not feel great if you're wearing like booty shorts and you know, get tackled or whatever.
Well,
same, we're in wrestling too. Like in all of these industries and all of these sports, it's like the women are just sexualized all the time. And I think that that's a huge thing that still needs to shift in a big way, so that women are just seen as like competitors and strong and as athletes, because that's what they are. It doesn't have to be about their body.
But the thing I find hard is it's like there's still that mentality, though, is like a lot of, and I hear this from women that we talk to, and it's like, you know, feeling like I can't be both. Like I can't be sexy and I can't be, you know what I mean, like wearing these types of clothing or whatever and also be seen as this. So it's almost like an and or situation.
Yeah.
It's either like I'm going to be seen as a serious competitor or a smart businesswoman or a great fitness professional or whatever. And I, you know, coming with that comes, you know, maybe some more frumpiness or, you know, like.
But if you're listening right now, know that that's not the case. Like, look at someone like Serena Williams. Gorgeous. Phenomenal body. Phenomenal athlete. You know what I mean? Like, she's a world-class athlete. And it's not, like, I know this is another thing, actually, another pain point for me is when they say, like, she's the best female tennis player. No, she's actually like the best tennis player. Like she has won more, from what I understand, she's actually won more trophies than any other tennis player. So, but they still say like female, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, why can't we just be equal? Why can't it just be that she is just like that killer? Like she is that good. And we just recognize her as the best athlete as opposed to the female athlete.
But like, this is where though, I do feel like, you know, 10 years ago, that type of conversation wouldn't even be happening.
No, totally.
Like, people would be like, what, like, you know, who even cares that you said female athlete or whatever. But it's like, even the whole thing about being a feminist, like I'm a feminist and I full on, I'm not burning a bra. You know, people still think the idea of like a feminist is someone who's like, doesn't shave their armpits, which is fine if you don't. And like doesn't burn their bra, whatever. But really, feminism is a consciousness. Feminism is an attitude. It's a belief system. It's not just because you're a woman and you're a pro-woman, you're a feminist. Men can be feminists too. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of men who are feminists who strongly believe in women's equality, women's issues. They speak about it a lot. They cut down when things are going on. Like if guys are talking like derogatory about women, they'll cut it down. Like, so there's a lot of guys out there too, who are like leanists as well. And that's why even on International Women's Day, it's like they're celebrating too, because they love women and they appreciate women and being a voice for them as well. Like, so I just think it's having that consciousness. And I love how on today too, like they have this, the campaign right now is called Press for Progress. So you can like hashtag Press for Progress.
Yeah.
And it's about like kind of pressing a button, I guess. Like it's like the idea of like pressing this button for what you're pressing forward.
Right.
So they have different issues. Like, of course, they're trying to get the gender equality and gender parity mindset. But another thing is like, you know, some people are like, that might not be in their consciousness right now. Like, it might not be like, okay, well, I, like, for example, for me, we work for ourselves. We work for a female-only company. Mm-hmm. For my immediate interactions, I'm not worried about equal pay because I get the same pay as you get.
We are equals.
Exactly. So, like, I don't know. For me, I feel like our involvement and the one thing that we've been lucky enough to build is number one, a safe place for women, because whether it be within our bootcamp classes or within our online programming, it is a women's only environment. And with that comes a lot of conversation that, that we feel like maybe, you know, wouldn't necessarily happen if it was in a mixed environment.
I totally, I agree with that. Cause I find that people just, they hold back or they feel like it's like this nervousness of like, oh, if I say this, am I going to be judged? I mean, I think that some people still feel that, but when it comes to a women's only, you feel like you're part of this community and you feel more comfortable versus if it's mixed genders, sometimes you feel like, you know, especially when it comes to emotional things and stuff like that, that people are just going to like, I don't know, kind of poo-poo sort of what you're asking or saying. So I agree.
Well, and yeah, and I just think too, like there's a lot of physical things that we talk about as well that are just specific to women. So, but you know, that being said too, I know there's a lot of guys who write in who listen to our podcast and talk about listening to it for their girlfriends or for their friends, you know,
or just for their own knowledge.
Yeah, more information. But one thing that, so like, that's one thing that I try to do, and I know we try to do as an organization, is like building a safe place. But also I think we really try to make sure that we're constantly like challenging stereotypes. And when I'm saying challenging stereotypes, it's the idea of, you know, a lot of what has been programmed into us, those limiting beliefs that we talk a lot about on this podcast. So even for example, like we have one of our recent fitness and nutrition expert grads who used to be Miss Plus Size Canada, and her whole platform too is built around, she wants to challenge these stereotypes and she wants to create a safe place for plus size women to enjoy movement and feel comfortable.
And know that it's like not just about six pack abs. It's about being strong and healthy. Like she could probably like destroy me in like a deadlift competition. She's so strong. Completely. She's like a powerhouse.
Completely. But this is where I think that those are the things that like, you know, that we do. And then in turn, it helps our students do as well, because we obviously want to like, even when we first started, we made a very conscious decision about not marketing to women's insecurities. We weren't going to play that whole game that the fitness industry does with like, you know, crop tops and like, ooh, 10 pounds, 10 days kind of thing. Like,
totally.
And feeding into that system. And like, I don't know. I also think that we are really like, everything that we do every day is all about celebrating women's achievements. Like, so that's kind of in the sense of like, where my focus around Women's Day is more about, like, not so much the, I guess, it always is about gender equality, but that's something that for me touches more close to home. So it's like, whoever's listening, just figuring out what it is that matters to you and having a voice in your community about it.
For sure. And I think, I mean, for me, it's, you know, definitely about equality, but also about empowerment, like just feeling really empowered within your own self to know that like you can say no to things, you can make choices, even if they are not the norm. Feel empowered to decide what works for you in your life. And you don't have to follow suit just because that's what your mother did, or that's what your siblings are doing or whatever. Like, don't feel like you have to follow anyone else's lead, you know, and just feel empowered to live your life. Because I think that that's one of the areas that women are starting to really take control of, is their own lives and understanding that they don't have to, you know, fall into like, if you don't feel like getting married works for you, don't get married. Don't worry about it. You know, you don't have to always follow in these traditional sort of settings, I guess.
Well, it's crazy how many people how many friends I have who are not married and may never be married and don't have kids and will never have kids.
Yeah.
And they're okay with it. Like, that's their choice. That's the life that they've chosen.
Completely.
And, you know, whereas even 20 years ago, you would never see that. But even looking back to when my mom was young, like, to be 20 years old and not engaged was like insane.
Oh my gosh, I know. And like, or to like have kids, such a, like, I just had my daughter at 38 and people were like, oh my gosh, like that's, you know, like back in the day that like, that would be unheard of. Like in my mom's day, that would be completely unheard of. And now I think it's actually becoming quite the norm, because women are saying.
And Janet Jackson's like, hey girl.
Oh,
I'm out of 50. I'm like, no, too tired.
Let me tell you about tired. But yeah, no, but I think just, you know, knowing that like whatever's going to work for you works for you, but don't feel like you have to make decisions because you think that's what you're supposed to do or because other people are telling you to. So on that note, when we're talking about empowerment, I want to wrap this up with giving our listeners ways that they can start becoming more empowered in their day-to-day living. Because I think even though we are talking about gender equality and everything else, but I also just really want you from a day-to-day perspective to know different ways that you can start feeling empowered or sharing empowerment with others. So five simple but effective ways that you can do do this to help create change. Number one, keep learning. Read books, go to classes, go to workshops. Formal or non-formal education, doesn't matter, but just never stop learning. You need to be educated in areas that you feel passionate about. It is so important because if you are educated in it, you can speak on it, you can feel confident in what it is that you are sharing with other people, and then you can help other people learn and grow as well. So keep learning is my number one thing. Number two is stop the gossip. So instead of gossiping and talking down about someone, instead, try engaging in conversation where you're talking about things and not people. I know you've heard this before, but it's true. It's like, if you're constantly spending all of your time speaking about other people, especially if you're speaking poorly about somebody, you are just like wasting air. You're wasting your time. What is the point? It is not serving you. It's not serving the other person that's on the listening end, and it's not serving the person that maybe you're speaking about. So just stop. It's not necessary. And when you stop doing it, you'll start recognizing that there are so many other things that you could be speaking about and that you could be learning from the other person about. So I think from an empowerment standpoint, it's a big thing. And if you feel like you're ever trapped in a situation where someone starts gossiping and it's making you uncomfortable, just tell them like, hey, I'm not down with that. Like, I'm not into this. Just walk away. Like, just stop the conversation. You don't have to be a part of it. You have the empowerment. You have the choice to not be a part of that. The third thing that you can do to start feeling more empowered is complimenting others. And Laura, you can speak on this one because I know that you believe this 100%.
Oh, I love it. I'm such a compliment giver for my own selfish reasons.
But when you give others compliments, yeah, it makes you feel good, but it also makes the other person feel good. Like it's such an empowering feeling because you know that you can help shift someone's day-to-day living.
I also believe so much in frequency. And I just think that, you know, you can literally, it's like when you're around someone who is a positive person and who's a light and who's high energy and like they walk in a room and you feel it. Like those are the people who have that thing that people are like, look at them. You know what I mean?
Like Britney Spears.
Yeah. Like they have something about them that's like,
when she hits the stage, you can't look away.
Or like the mysteriousness. But like, it's such a simple thing to do. And it just raises the whole vibe and energy in the entire room, in yourself, in the other person. And it literally can shift somebody from having like the most terrible day to having like the best day possible. And as women, I think it's really important that we still live in a catty world where, you know, more than anything, we need to be on the same team, not calling each other down.
Totally.
So even just like just giving random compliments and not even just to people, and this is something, and this is kind of strange to say, but not even just to people who you feel like need a little bit of a pick me up. Like I find a lot of people will like, you know, give a compliment to like their neighbor who, you know, might, you know, not be very stylish or maybe she's, you know, shy and, you know, and they're like, oh, you look so pretty today. Like kind of like, because they think she needs it. But even women who are like, you know, really put together and maybe they're like super hot or, you know, like to you, you're maybe somewhat intimidated by them. They need compliments too. Like there's no, don't just do it to people who are like, you feel like, or I should not lower than you. I shouldn't say it that way, but you know what I mean? Like just because someone looks a certain way.
No, just, I guess don't assume that you know what people need is what you're kind of saying is like, don't assume that you know that like, oh, just because somebody maybe doesn't look like they're super empowered, don't assume that they don't actually, that they're the ones that need it the most. They need the love the most or whatever. Cause you never know. Like even for me, and this is just a side note and funny thing, my esthetician and I have become friends over the past couple of years. And she knows that like, you know, being an entrepreneur and owning your own business, Laura, you and I have talked about this. Like we don't get like a lot of love. Like we don't get like a ton of people being like, oh, you did a great job. Cause we're the boss. So we don't have people telling, unless I tell you or you tell me, we don't really have other people telling us. Like we don't have like employees. We have a lot of like students and things like that, that will send us notes and be like, I love this program. I love this. I love that. But it's never like, wow, you really killed it on that presentation. You know, we don't get that. So my esthetician and I have this thing, and she's also independent and she runs her own business where she just sends me random text messages. Who's like, girl, you're doing a great job. Keep it up. And it's like random. It's a super random thing, but it makes me laugh and it makes me feel good every single day. And she's like, you got this. Like just these random text messages. And it literally changes my whole perspective. I'm like, yeah, I do. I got this. That's right. That's right, Louise. Thanks.
I know. See, I love it.
You never know. You just never know. You never know how a small gesture can make a huge impact. And the other two things that you can do to start feeling more empowered or help other people start feeling empowered and share that empowerment is number four is to give back. It is so key to just, I think life in general, like you need to be passionate about something and you need to be able to give back in some way, whether that's volunteering your time, offering free services, donating items, you know, if you're donating funds, whatever the case may be, whatever you can do to support something that you are passionate about, when you give back, it's again, talking about that frequency that you were talking about, Laura, where it's like everything is a give and take in this world. It has to be. So if you're not giving and you're just taking and taking and taking, so if you're doing really well and you're like, oh good, I'm making all this money with my program and I'm doing this and I have all this success and I'm just taking it all in and I'm buying these things for myself and my family, and you're not giving back in some way, I just truly believe that you're not living a full life, because you have to be able to support other things outside of yourself. You have to be a compassionate person in that way. I truly believe that it's the only way to live. And you know, I feel extremely passionate about volunteering as well as just donating. Like there's some programs that are in the United States that are not anywhere where I can volunteer. So I actually do monthly donations to them. And it's not like I'm like, you know, rolling in money, but I make small donations so that I know that at least I can make some sort of an impact, because I think impact is really important.
But even if you're someone listening and you're like, okay, like I can't, like I don't have the finances to give back.
Yeah.
Even if you do something, just say you have 10 cents, and I know this sounds crazy and like, but getting into the habit of giving something back every day. So just say you get a coffee and you get back like 10 cents, put it in a little jar that goes towards, like, you know, in Canada we have Tim Hortons, like the Tim Hortons Foundation. You don't necessarily have to have something that you're super passionate about to start just doing something small. And then of course too, like the biggest thing in life is time. Like most people don't have a lot of time. So it's like, if you can volunteer or give any amounts of time to, and it doesn't need to be to a charitable organization. It could just be to your neighbor. Like,
oh, totally.
But
yeah.
It's just going back into the flow.
Exactly. Well, no, and that's my whole point. And it's, again, it doesn't have to be financial donations. That's just something that I do with the ones in the United States, because I can't physically be there and it's something I'm passionate about. But I also, you know, offering free services, I've done calls and consults with companies that were having some trouble with like bankruptcy and things like that, that were doing where they needed help. They needed an outside perspective as to different things that they can do within their organization. And so I volunteered some of my time to be able to provide that. And I just did it over the phone versus actually going in person. So if there's something that you are an expert in and you can share that expertise, even if it is just 1 hour a month or whatever the case may be, every little bit that you give back, you will get back in some way in your life. And it's not about that, but it is just about constantly keeping that flow of give and take going through life.
Completely.
And then number five, the final thing that you can do to feel more empowered is to set standards for your work, your friends, and your relationships. Set standards, meaning like for your work, like what are you going to accept and not accept? For, you know, do you feel like this is a place that you feel empowered and excited to be a part of, this team, this environment? Or is it completely draining you and every single day you wake up and you're like, like just feel like this is not where I'm supposed to be? Because if that's the case, you need to make a shift. You need to be empowered. You need to wake up every day and be excited about what it is that you're contributing to. Same thing with your friends and any kind of relationships that you have. If you feel like the opposite is happening when you're with someone, whether it's a friend or a spouse or a relationship that you're involved in, and you feel like it's consistently just draining you of energy or taking anything away from your life, and it's not giving to you in any way, like there's nothing that it doesn't serve you in any way, then you maybe need to rethink what that relationship means to you.
Well, you know, I'm a huge believer in this.
Yes.
Well, it's like, it's crazy. And as I get older, like, especially because my priorities change and I just don't have a lot of time for any BS. So I'm like, so I literally am just like, my circle is very small now.
Totally.
I'm okay with that.
But that's the thing, but the circle that you have is people that inspire you and make you feel empowered and excited to be around versus the opposite where you feel like it's almost like, oh, I have to hang out with them because I haven't seen them in a while, or I haven't talked to that person in a few months and I feel like I owe them a conversation. You know what I mean? Like, you never want to feel like you're like indebted to something or you have to do something. You want to do it because you want to do it. Like, your whole life should be spent around doing things. Same thing. That's why I said for your work too. Like, if you feel like you're doing work and you're doing it just to get the paycheck, then maybe you need to rethink it, because really what you should be doing is something that you feel empowered by. Yes, I get it. You have to pay bills. Don't get me wrong. I totally understand that. But at the same time, even if you're doing a job that you're just like hating on, maybe you need to be looking at the same time about ways that you can get into something that you're passionate about. And then making that shift slowly. Maybe it doesn't happen overnight. Maybe it's not like you just walk in, quit your job, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, now what am I going to do? I'm really passionate about music or fitness or whatever, you know, and you can't jump into it right away, but you take the steps necessary to get to the place where you want to be. So be empowered to make that choice and to take the steps necessary to get there.
100%.
All right. So that wraps up our conversation that was about Women's Day, empowerment, and gender equality. We've talked a lot about different things, but really, you know, I want to celebrate the idea that, you know, women, as women, we are strong, we are powerful, we are empowered to make our choices. So you need to honestly just make this year the year that you just decide that everything that you do is something that you feel strongly about from a positive standpoint. And start that process for yourself, right? Because everything that you're doing is going to affect and inspire somebody else, whether it be your neighbor, your friend, your family member, your coworker, etc. And be a positive inspiration in this world, because that's what we need. And we need to continue with that force towards, you know, creating more positive and, you know, women that are kind of taking charge and taking lead in this world.
Love it.
All right. So with that said, we are going to wrap this up. As always, guys, if you are looking for, you know, as we were talking about the whole thing about standards for work, and if you are sitting there and you're listening and you're like, that is me, oh my gosh, Mondays suck, maybe you need to start thinking about a career change. If that's the case, and fitness or nutrition is something that you're super passionate about and you're like, yes, that's what I want to be a part of, check out our FitChicks Academy page. We have our upcoming fitness and nutrition expert certification coming up on March 28th. We would love to have you join us. So check it out, fitchicksacademy.com. We also have our holistic nutrition weight loss expert certification coming up in April. So you can check out that program as well if holistic nutrition is more your thing. And of course, check us out, FitChicks Academy, on Facebook at FitChicksAcademy.com? I always say it wrong. Facebook, on Facebook.
It's FitChicks Academy Programs.
FitChicks Academy Programs. That's what it is. Sorry, guys. So on Facebook, at FitChicks Academy Programs. And then, of course, if you have any questions, comments, anything at all that you want to share, email us info@fitchicks.ca. And we will talk to you again next week. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.